Your parents wouldn't have been able to believe that, would they?
They wouldn't know what it is.
They wouldn't have been able to envisage it.
No, because my mother didn't know how I got to Italy when I went there in 1990. How did I get there? She didn't know what the jumbo jet is, you know. I mean, she wouldn't believe the size of the plane or how you can come here.
Still lived in the village?
Yeah, still lived where she was born.
Where was that?
That was a little village not far from Salerno, just in the same areas. 90 years of age. She was. She never done 5 minutes of exercise in her life. All they done in their lives was just walk.
Work.
No, walk.
Walk, I say, yes.
Walk everywhere they went, they walked all the time.
And did she work, did she used to work on farms too?
No, she couldn't work. No, she didn't work. No, she had too many children.
Yes, she had how many?
Oh, she had 13, but 5 of them died. You see, that was a time when you either were born healthy baby or you just died. Yes. You know, there was no doctor's attendance or, you know, all these medicines that you got today to get the baby to live.
You expected a few children to die? Really?
Yeah.
People
expected it? Well, it was just normal to them.
Yeah.
You have a child, if he dies, well, he dies. Yeah, just start another one. The same as that, which would have been the healthiest way you could have, because if the baby was able to resist all the infections and the lifestyle that you had at the time, well, you were doing fine. You were healthy and you were growing.
That's right.
If you just had something wrong with you, well, you just recycled again. And that was that good.
Yeah. Well, now, so you after you left Cobar, what did you do then?
We, in Cobar, while we were there, we had the problems with the unions and the companies together. Then we more or less, I got everything here on the papers. After I left the Cobar, we came and looked for the job in the coal mine industry.
Was it hard to